Hey fans, Chiefs Insider Reed Farron here in beautiful downtown Mobile, Alabama, where we at 65 TPT thought it only be appropriate to step away from football and give you a history lesson on the place we're calling home for the next few days, Mobile, Alabama. As one of the oldest U.S. cities, Mobile combines southern tradition, beauty, and charm with all the elements that make it a fast-growing, successful community. Mobile is the largest city on the central Gulf Coast between New Orleans and Tampa, and the second largest in the state. Founded by French explorer Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne of Bienville in 1702, this port city blends French, English, Spanish, and Native American influences to create a unique culture, including everything from Mardi Gras to the Senior Bowl, from the gumbo they eat to the architecture of their homes. The city is located at the mouth of Mobile River and along Mobile Bay, merely miles from the Gulf of Mexico, and over 500,000 people live in the metropolitan area. Because of its central location, Mobile's port is a busy one. It is home of Austal USA, the company building the latest, most technologically advanced warships for the U.S. Navy. Mobile's diverse economy also includes aerospace, steel, and manufacturing as dominant industry sectors. Little known fact, it's the birthplace of Mardi Gras. Mobile first celebrated the festival in 1704. And at first glance, the Mobile streets resemble those of New Orleans. Smack dab in the middle of town is Hank Aaron Stadium, named after Mobilian Hammer and Hank Aaron. Besides Aaron, four other Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, Satchel Paige, Ozzie Smith, Willie McCovey, and Billy Williams, call Mobile home. Speaking of sports, that's why we're here in Mobile, and this is Ladd Peebles Stadium, home of the Senior Bowl, which every year features some of the best senior college football players and top NFL draft prospects. Now, while it's been a blast being here in Mobile, Alabama, it's time to get down to work. So if you don't mind, I'm going to head inside to begin the exclusive coverage we're going to give you of the Senior Bowl all week long on KCChiefs.com. Stay tuned.